97.3, fourth one.
Have you ever been on the telly? We noticed yesterday on the telly they're actually looking for contestants to be on The Apprentice and The Great British Bake Off. They're advertising for contestants. So have you ever been on the telly? And we don't mean just like, you know, they saw your face once on the news or something like that. We mean you've been on a game show,
yeah,
or you've been like an expert in a panel or something. You've actually been on. Ewan says, I was once a contestant on Are You Smarter Than a 10-Year-Old?
Oh,
with
brilliant.
Noel Edmonds. Turns out I wasn't.
That's a great good. Show. Is that still on?
I don't think so. No. What you got there, Arlene?
Oh, this is great. From Pauline. I was once on The Generation Game with Bruce Forsyth back in 1991.
Oh, brilliant.
It was amazing. We didn't win. I did come home with a Brucey telephone, though. Worth a fortune now. I had to play a big piano with my feet and act out the adverts. Bruce was brilliant, though he was a real perfectionist.
Yeah, I can imagine
that. He's the consummate professional,
yeah,
isn't he?
Yeah, I can imagine he'd probably want to make sure that everything is perfect before he moves on. Let's take a quick call. Fourth one, hi.
Hi, it's Biggie. It's Brian Nicholson here.
What are you saying, Brian?
Just to let you know, I've been on Catchphrase.
Oh, brilliant. Now, which one was that with Roy Walker?
With Roy Walker it was.
Brilliant.
Really did you say what you see? Say what you see.
Indeed, yeah. The best one I got was Acid House Party back in the 80s.
Fantastic. And did you win? Did you lose? What happened?
No, I didn't win, but I won £600-odd from memory, but I didn't lose. But the girl I played against was a really posh girl from London who was in a Chanel dress and her boyfriend had a Maserati car. So,
well, she didn't need the prize money then, did she, really?
Oh, no, but it was a really good experience. It was great because it was the end of the show recordings and there was a big party afterwards. Roy Walker was out sitting with us telling jokes. What a great guy, good laugh. Yeah,
brilliant. Listen, thanks for phoning. Have a great day.
And to you.
See
cheers
ya,
again.
Bye. Fourth one, hello.
Hi, it's Anne here.
Hello, Anne. You ever been on telly?
I have, yeah, I was on Eggheads a couple of years back.
Eggheads? Now, this is a quiz show, isn't it? I've never watched it. Is it Jeremy Vine that does that show?
It was Dermot...
Murnaghan.
That's him, yeah.
Yeah, Dermot Murnaghan, yeah. And it's a quiz show, isn't it? You've got to beat the experts.
Yeah, you go against five experts.
Right, and what did you win? Did you win anything?
We didn't win.
Right.
We didn't win. You normally, if you win, you win money in it. The amount depends on, it's like a rollover.
Yeah.
So we nearly won, but we didn't.
How much could you have won?
I think it was 6,000 I got to.
Right, and you went home with nothing?
Well, yes, I have.
Did you not even get a wee trophy or something? A consolation prize?
No, you don't even get to keep your name badge.
That's tight, isn't it? That is tight. The BBC budget can't stretch that far. Okay, listen, thanks for 49. Have a great day.
Thanks.
See ya. Bye. Gillian says, I was on the telly once. In 1964, on the day that the Fourth Road Bridge opened, I was standing there at the front waving a flag. This is good. Brannan says, I was on It's a Knockout in 1999.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that? I was in Team Dunfermline and I was dressed as a giant penguin. And Diane says, I was on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? I was one of the final 10, you know, the fastest finger first.
Yes.
And I didn't get onto the seat.
Oh, no.
You would be spewing, wouldn't you?
No, to get that far.
If you get that close to it, I mean, you're a sniff away from a sort of guaranteed £8,000 or £16,000, right? And then you didn't, your finger just didn't work quick. You're like, oh, quick, do it quicker. Don't.
Boogie in the Morning. Back tomorrow morning from 6. 97.3.5.